When Rodrigo Borgia was 62, after 35 years as cardinal and vice chancellor, his character, habits, principles, or lack of them, uses of power, methods of enrichment, mistresses, and seven children were well enough known to his colleagues in the college and curia to evoke from young Giovanni de' Medici at his first conclave a comment on Borgia's elevation to the papacy. "Flee, we are in the hands of a wolf." To the wider circle of the princes of Italy and the rulers of Spain, Borgia's native land, and by repute abroad, the fact that, though cultivated and even charming, he was thoroughly cynical and utterly amoral was no secret and no surprise, although his reputation for depravity was not yet what it would become. His frame of mind was heartily temporal. To celebrate the final expulsion of the Moors from Spain in 1492, the year of his election, he staged not a Te Deum of Thanksgiving, but a bullfight in the piazza of St. Peter's, with five bulls killed. After serving under five popes and losing the last election, Borgia was not this time going to let the tiara pass from him. He simply bought the papacy outright over his two chief rivals, Cardinals Della Rovera and Ascanio Sforza. The latter, who preferred coin to promises, was brought round by four mule loads of bullion that were dispatched from Borgia's palace to Sforza's during the conclave, although it was supposedly to be held in camera. In later years, as the Pope's habits became more exposed, almost any tale of monstrosities could be told and believed about him, and the bullion train may be one of them. Yet it had an inherent credibility in that it would have taken a great deal to bring round so wealthy a rival as Ascanio Sforza, who in addition received the vice chancellorship.